Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. This is your host, Leslie Ann Quillen, certified personal trainer, fat loss nutrition coach, and creator of Real Fitness Training. Today's episode is the third and final episode in our ownership series. So far you've heard from Coach Kelly, you've heard from Coach Jen, and today you're going to hear from Coach Chrissy. Chrissy, give us a little bit of background on you, where you're from, what you do, all that stuff for anybody that's new to the podcast or to Real Fitness and has never met you before.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Chrissy Myers. I am a certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. And I have various certifications in nutrition coaching from NASM. And I am a mom of six children. They range from age 20 down to 8 at this point. There's about a 12-year spread there. And my husband and I moved almost a year ago to Middle Tennessee from Northern California. And one of my favorite jobs is definitely coaching in fat loss lifestyle school. I loved training private clients when I was out in California. And I still love that, but it's powerful that what we're seeing happen with women in our program. And it's exciting to work with so many women across the whole country and across different demographics and life seasons. And so that's where my focus is right now.
Yeah. It's definitely a huge shift from training clients one-on-one. Like I love that too. And I started with that too, but there's definitely a whole nother level of fulfillment to your job when geography is not a barrier and you can work with people anywhere, anytime, because technology is awesome like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So today's episode, because Chrissy here on the Real Fitness team is really kind of our motherhood expert, because like she said, she's got six kiddos. She's done this a few times. So she, you know, really kind of specializes in that niche with our clients who are also mothers who have lifestyle change goals. So she's going to talk today about the theme of ownership from her perspective. So Chrissy, why did you want to talk about this relationship between ownership as it relates to motherhood?
You know, I think so many of us come into motherhood with an expectation of what it's going to be like. You know, even you see little girls playing babies. It's going to be like, and then when, I think almost universally, when you get there, things are different than what you thought. Joys are bigger, sorrows are bigger, struggles are bigger, career looks different. And I think that in that season of motherhood, there is so much opportunity for growth and to create beauty and joy, that it's a shame to just kind of put your head down and start gritting your way through it when things get hard. And I see so many women, I fell into that very much. And I see so many women do that, that it's almost like the ocean kind of washes over them and they're struggling to kind of get back up and get their breath. And it's easy to fall into kind of a victim mentality and to just kind of barely be surviving. And when women are able to take a minute, catch their breath, accept this new season for everything it is, and then pivot and learn how to thrive there, it's really powerful. And a lot of times the first place women either lose their footing or can gain their footing is in the area of their nutrition and fitness, and so much else follows after that.
Yeah. And I will say, I actually literally just recorded a podcast standalone episode, not related to this ownership series, on something you just said yesterday or the day before, and talked about how, because most of the examples I saw out there of motherhood were that scenario that you just described, where it was women just barely hanging on, like drowning, barely keeping their head above water, miserable, not enjoying it. for years, like most of my adult life, I've been like, I don't even think I want to have kids. This looks terrible. This looks miserable. How would anybody enjoy this? And it wasn't until I started honestly to like meet and observe people like you and other women like you, I'm like, oh, this can actually be like a happy time of life. It's going to be different, but it doesn't have to suck. Like there's a way to survive this. And like you said, it all kind of starts to unwind with the way we're fueling our bodies and moving our bodies. So talk more about that. I think you have kind of two main things you want to talk about with ownership and motherhood. Go ahead and take it away, sister.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing as it relates to ownership in your nutrition and fitness, specifically with motherhood, is coming to the point where you decide, you kind of look at a proverbial map and you decide, this is exactly where I am. And no matter what, I'm going to be here happily.
Mm.
So really owning your situation, accepting it for what it is, not wishing that it was something else, not wishing your children were something else or your career was something else, but really accepting it for what it is and saying, I'm not just going to barely complain my way through and survive this. I'm going to thrive here. I'm going to be here and I'm going to be here happily. And really embracing that every day is a gift. We're never going to cease to have struggles and not enough time and deadlines and pressures and conflicts. But, you know, it's a lie that the next season is going to be easier. Moms of newborns think, okay, once the baby sleeps, and after a while knows that sleep problems are the least of you're going to encounter.
There are others.
Yes, there are others. So when you can really reject a complaining victim mentality, accept your entire situation, career, children, everything it is for what it is, and decide, I am going to thrive here. I am going to figure out how to thrive here. I am not going to, you know, have this victim mentality. It's really powerful. Possibilities start to open up and you can start to see women all the time that we see it happen. They start to see opportunities instead of everything being an obstacle, instead of, yeah, oh, these kids ruined my body. And, oh, I'm so tired. And, oh, I can't excel at work. And, oh, I can't be involved in my community. Instead, you start to see just all the new, beautiful opportunities you have. But I think really it does begin with that. Your attitude is a choice. It is, yeah, a choice. Feelings follow later. But you have to decide, and I've failed at this many times and had to pivot and recenter and say, this is where I am. This is my situation. And I am going to be here as happy and healthy as I can possibly be.
Yeah. And I love what you just said about how once you change your attitude, it's like putting on a different pair of glasses. Like it starts to shade and color everything you see differently. And if you go into everything with that negative victim mindset, that's how every day is going to be. You're always going to be the victim. You're always going to be in complain mode. Everything's going to suck. But when you decide like, I'm taking that off the table. That's not an option anymore. And I'm going to be grateful and be here happily. It completely opens new doors and new things that you would never have seen otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's every season with motherhood and with your health and fitness, there is so many opportunities to learn and to grow and to get stronger. And we do, I feel like, just like with lifting, that muscle has to be, you know, torn down and put under a lot of heavy weight to get stronger. Even when there are seasons of struggle or you're learning something new or you're figuring out how to juggle something new or a new season with your career and you're rejuggling, whatever it is, it's always an opportunity to become more efficient, grow stronger, get more resourceful. So that, but it does start really with taking ownership and deciding, I'm going to do this in a way that I can look back and be thankful for the way I stewarded this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a weird pair. Like it's interesting what you said about how we're always focused on like next, And like, once the baby gets this, then it'll get easier. And once we get to this phase, then it'll get easier. And I mean, that's not always true. It is always changing. Like I blinked and my daughter's turning 2 tomorrow. So like, it's always changing and you're always pivoting and adjusting and adapting, but it goes so fast to where like you, even if you are in a sticky spot where it is hard, I mean, it's going to change. It'll be completely different in a couple of weeks. So I don't know, like that, once I started to get comfortable with that rhythm of unpredictability and constant change and just be like, oh, this is what it is. You know, it's going to be this for a while. And then she's going to do this. And I'm going to do this. It somehow makes it easier. I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes it so much easier. Nothing's permanent. Right. Nothing is permanent, but what you choose to do in your health and fitness is going to have lasting effects, and how, you know, even how your child looks back and remembers your attitude and things like that, that's going to have lasting effects. So it's like, okay, this struggle's not permanent,
yeah,
but these good things, these good habits that I'm continuing today, they are going to have lasting effects into the future. So we're going to get through this, but maintaining those things in the middle of it will make whatever next season, whether it's sticky or whether it's a calmer season,
yeah,
better. So I remember a time real specifically, I actually can't remember what the struggle was, but I was having this major pity party in my head. Mm. I was like, I'm overwhelmed and I'm not sleeping and my heart's racing at random times and blah, blah, blah. And I remember sitting and having this pity party in my head. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, I was like, no one else really knows I'm struggling. And the one person who could fix all of these things that I'm sitting here like lamenting is looking back at me in the mirror.
But, oh my goodness.
But I'm too busy going through this whole like, and then this, and then this. And you see that on social media a lot, right? Where women are like, and then I had to do this, and then I had to do this, and then I had to do this. And one of the things, it hit me that day that one of the things I have always said to my kids is, hey, no more words, go fix your problems. Like they've heard me say that 3,000 times, because I feel like one of the best gifts we can give our kids is some grit and resourcefulness. So all the time when they're complaining, no more words, go fix your problems. And
it, oh, that's so good.
I was like, oh my gosh, no more words, no more mental lamenting, go fix your problems. Because we do have so much agency to change our perspective, to make adjustments, and to really be wherever we're at in a happy and healthy way. So
yeah. And you just touched on, like, Jen in her interview podcast that we did yesterday touched on one of our kind of company values here at RFT, and you just hit another one, which is positivity. And like, everyone is going to have bad days and have things they can complain about, but at the end of the day, like you said, we're focused on the solutions and we're focused on like staying as positive as possible, and let's go fix and go find a solution. Because you're right, like sitting there and going down the hole of complaining and ruminating, it's just, it feels terrible and it keeps you stuck. And we almost always have the ability to like take some kind of action to dig ourselves out.
Right, right. There's going to be things in life that we can't control. Certainly there's tragedy and things like that. But in our normal everyday, in the, you know, mundane, so to speak, we have so much agency, and there's never been a better time to be really busy, you know, borderline overwhelmed mother, career person, whatever, because we just have so many, from meal delivery to grocery delivery to Amazon coming into ours. There's so many things that we can fix and shore up and help, that literally there's never been a better time to have problems, because we just have a lot of access to Amen. So many things that I think, you know, women in the past may not have had, who probably, like, I think of my grandmother, she did mm-hmm. not.
Absolutely. She didn't have Amazon Prime either.
No.
I sure do.
Yeah.
There are boxes on my doorstep right now. So talk more specifically, if you can, about like how, what we do with nutrition and fitness, really impacts all of this, all of, you know, what we do as moms?
So, we joke in our house about, you know, the old, like, Deion Sanders quote. You know, he was known for saying, look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah.
Whether you're someone who cares about aesthetics and looking good, or whether you just want to feel good, how you do one thing in your life ends up being how you do everything. So when you are able to take care of your body physically, when you're able to take care of your nutrition, it will affect everything else. From a biological and physiological standpoint, your thought clarity, your sleep, which in large part will help mellow out moods and things during the day, all of that is affected by the way you eat. Having steady blood sugar, you know, women often complain about being irritable with their kids, being too tired to play with their kids, falling asleep in the middle of the afternoon, not being able to wake up in the morning. And so much of that can be really helped when you get your nutrition leveled out, and when you have steady blood sugar all day, and when you're eating the right foods in the right proportions at regular intervals all day, magically your sleep tends to get better also, because so much of sleep can be blood sugar dysregulation in the night. It makes, when you have your nutrition shored up, it makes everything else more possible. Thought clarity is huge. And then on the training side of things, there is nothing more confidence boosting than feeling strong and capable. And sometimes you come into motherhood and you're like, whoa, this is a bigger responsibility, you know, for these little people's lives than you could ever imagine. So making sure that you are taking good care of your physical self so that you can chase that toddler down when they're running into the street, so that you can carry the groceries in, things like that. They seem little, but they affect your overall quality of life so much. And there was a quote I read from James Clear the other day, and he said that problems adjust to their true level of importance after a good night's sleep and a hard workout. And that's so true. The mental health benefits, if you cared nothing about your body physically, I mean, I think everyone should, but say you don't, just the mental health benefits alone, as far as managing emotions and mood, when you implement that training into your life, it literally will help you in every other area. And with our, you know, there's a growing obesity epidemic amongst children. And when there's a normal rhythm in the family, that exercise is just positive and part of the normal way of family life, they just naturally jump into that. It's as normal as eating breakfast to them. So there's so many, the benefits of having your nutrition and training be part of your game plan for doing motherhood well, they're just so far reaching.
Yeah. And I wish more people talked to that population of women who are maybe trying to conceive, or they're very early in pregnancy, or there's someone who would like to be pregnant, maybe not right now, but someday, and talk to them about the importance of, like, laying that foundation now. I mean, sir, it's never too late. Even if you already have three kids, you can start now, and you can feel better and completely change your circumstances and your path. But if you're somebody who's not in this yet, the best thing you can do for yourself, for your future family, is get these habits nailed down now. Because I can tell you, like, I honestly don't think I would have survived the first few weeks of motherhood had I not been strong before I had my daughter. Because I remember being absolutely blown away by how heavy their stuff is. Something as stupid as, like, this car seat. Why is this so freaking heavy? And then you have to have a diaper bag and the stroller and the thing that goes in the stroller. And I'm like, thank God I lift weights. Like, how do people do this if they aren't strong? I was literally just mind blown by, you know, they're like, oh, they're 8 pounds. That's not too bad. But they have 50 pounds of stuff. And it's just like, you don't think about that until you're in it. And I just, my heart went out for people who didn't have that strength that we take for granted. And I just wish I could give that to everyone before they get to that phase, because you're going to need it.
Right. And you even think about things like, postpartum depression.
Yeah.
And how if you go into that with your blood sugar highly dysregulated and not knowing how to eat to feel stable, how much worse those types of issues
made.
So if you're physically having a hard time, and if you don't know how to manage stress, which is a big thing we talk about in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, if you don't know how to eat in a way that serves you well, that is so much harder. And then, then someone starts that journey of motherhood. How could you not feel a little bit defeated? You're like, women have been doing this for thousands of years. Why am I having such a hard time? But so
much, it is
very, very normal. So many women do. And they don't, not that that's necessarily the only thing that, that women need. Certainly they need other resources too. But what we notice, what I notice at most rounds of Fat Loss Lifestyle School is that women had no idea how good they could feel. They thought that how they were feeling, that, that the irritability and the tiredness and the sleep dysregulation and all of this was just normal. And it was like, oh, well, I'm a
this
mom.
This is it.
I got a lot of kids, or I'm 50 or I'm 40. And they had no idea how good they could feel. Really just implementing some very basic, solid science.
Yeah. And there are a lot of voices out there, the just wait voices, who are literally telling you your whole life, like, just, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. And it's so easy to buy into that if you're not careful and you don't have a plan in place. So yeah, having some kind of plan in place for how you eat, how you train, how you take care of yourself, it really does make you more resilient to all of that stuff. And that's, like you said, it's not to say that you won't also still have struggles and you might not also have postpartum depression, but you'll certainly be able to handle it better at a higher level if you do have these things locked down.
One of the other big things that I was thinking about that was a shift that I had to make personally, mm-hmm. and that has helped me, especially in the last, I would say, decade. I tend to be naturally, and I think a lot of women are, I tend to be idealistic. I want things like this, and I want things like this, and I believe things should be done this way and not that way. And I had to get to a place where I decided that I wasn't going to let my ideals negate action in my life, because in my mind, meals should be homemade and my produce should come from the farmer's market and not as often from Sam's Club like it really does now.
You have to grow it yourself.
Yeah. I went through that phase too. And I was talking to someone the other day and it reminded me of like an earlier version of me. And she was saying, okay, I read your post. It was something I was putting about salad or bowls or something like that.
Sure.
Like, and so I went into the, I was like, okay, for lunch today, I'm going to do a good job. And she said, I went into Whole Foods and I went to the salad bar there and there were so many choices and I couldn't remember what your post said about the different things to put in a salad. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'm sure there's a lot of good choices. So what did you end up doing? She's like, I walked out. I just couldn't do it.
Wow.
And so it was an example, and I'm not making fun at all, because I've done that in my own ways, of the ideal. You weren't sure you could do the ideal, so you just didn't do it at all.
Mm.
It negated the action. We can do that with home workouts. So I used to feel like I would never get food from a drive-thru, or I would never order meat. Like, I should be able to have the time and prep all my food, and so I shouldn't need things like a meal delivery service, which actually I just got a notification. Mine has been dropped
on the doorstep.
And it was that thing of, I was letting my ideals like negate any action that was positive. And so for her, I was telling her, just choose something, just choose some kind of protein, some kind of produce. You can always tweak it in the future, but that's so much better than feeling like, well, if I can't do it perfect, I'm not going to do it all. And that gets in back to like what we were talking about thinking, okay, in the next season, I am going to be able to have all sit down meals with my family and the food is going to be all nice and people's attitudes are going to be all nice about the food I made. And instead of thinking that way, just taking the action you can now
Yeah.
do, whether that's, you know, whether that's Like, I was laughing last night. I was looking at your beautiful meal on Instagram.
I'm a psycho. No, I own it.
It was absolutely beautiful. And I like rushed in at 7:30. We'd been gone like all day at different things. And it had like taco bowls made in like 10 minutes. And I would much rather spend more time and have it. And I do when I can, but it's better. I think women can feel like, I just can't do this, the way that maybe I would like to in my mind.
Yeah.
So forget it. It's pizza every night.
Yeah.
When really, it doesn't, you're kind of taking the ideal is meant to serve a bigger principle, right? And the bigger principle is taking care of your nutrition and your fitness, taking care of your family's nutrition. And so, sometimes the bar has to be lowered so you can actually meet that bigger principle. And so last night was an example. The bar got pretty low and it was taco bowls and everybody made their own. And it was fine. But I remember when that was a real hard mental block for me to get through, that not accepting my life for what it was and realizing that at certain times I might not be able to have my ideal, but I still can take care of my nutrition, take care of my fitness, no matter what, take care of my family.
Yeah. It's so hard to compare yourself to like the perfectly curated Instagram motherhood. And there's so much judgment out there. Like, you ate that, you gave that to your children, you gave that to your family, and just like, oh, clutch the pearls if you're not like super perfect with everything. But I actually saw a post from our friends at Legion the other day, which was talking about the importance of compromise, not surrender, like knowing that it's okay to like do a 20 or 30 minute workout in your garage if you can't make it to the gym for the hour long workout that you had planned. And I mean, that's one way that motherhood humbled me big time, is because I literally used to like roll my eyes at people who worked out at home. Like, you don't even have enough equipment. There's no way you can get a good workout at home. You need to go to the gym. And now most of my workouts are at home and I've been able to get great results. And that's probably like in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, that's one of the things we're like banging the drum on, is like, you need a home workout option, because there are going to be days when you cannot get to the gym, but if the baby's napping, you can go in the garage and do a 20, 30 minute, you know, circuit workout with some dumbbells and feel amazing for the rest of the day. And just do that for yourself, even if it's not the hour class that maybe you would have done before you had a baby. Just because you can't do that anymore doesn't mean that this option isn't good enough and not worth doing. So I think I'm really glad that a lot of the stuff that we teach, even though we're not a mom's only program, it's so, so helpful for moms and for people who have these new restrictions on their time and their ability to go places.
Right. And I find a lot of the principles are helpful for women who are working, you know, like we have a lot of medical professionals that go.
Yeah, tons.
And so you have a doctor, nurse, practitioner, nurse who's working a 12-hour shift and they don't want to, nor can they, go to the gym for 90 minutes.
Right.
Before, just even the drive time, it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But they can set themselves up at home and get a good workout in there. And as well, on the other end of the spectrum, we have women who, you know, they might be at the stage of life where they're caring for aging parents or a husband, or there's just so many different life circumstances.
Yeah.
Or they're traveling for work and they don't necessarily the hotel gym is tiny and only has a few things. So being able to be quite resourceful with your nutrition and fitness, yes, it will serve you very well through all the seasons of motherhood, but life is just nuts, whether you're a mom or not, yeah, or whatever stage your children are in. So understanding the principles and what you need to do to take care of yourself and to thrive in whatever season you're in, they're going to serve you no matter who you are or where you are.
Yeah. And I think ultimately boils down to the key word here, which is ownership. And it's really easy to let all of these circumstances become excuses and, you know, think that this just isn't for you right now because there's just too many obstacles and you can't, or think that like someone or something is going to come and save you, mm-hmm, and change it for you. And that's not happening either. Like the person that can change it is in the mirror, like you said. So I think that's that's my biggest takeaway from our conversation today, is like, it ultimately comes down to owning it and realizing that you have the ability to change your experience and make it more positive as you're also a mother in this crazy time of life, just by like your attitude and your actions, those two things right there, just own those.
Yeah, absolutely. The James Clear principle we always talk about.
Which one? We are always James Clear quoting around here every day.
He's like on our team. He doesn't know it.
But he doesn't know it, but he works here.
But the principle of like 1% better every day. So if you had something today that was a train wreck, which most days there is.
I have train wrecks. Yep.
I need to fix that. Thinking, okay, well, tomorrow, how can we do that a little better? How can we prepare a little better? Do I need to, you know, for me, it was a big deal giving in and ordering some pre-meal prepped food. And it's like a total game changer, because mm-hmm. I literally never have an excuse to eat just whatever I find in the pantry, no matter what's going on. So finding those areas, just figuring out, you know, taking a little audit and saying, okay, what's not working? Am I not getting a walk in? Am I not getting my workout in? Is nutrition my hang up? Is sleep my hang up? Okay, how can I get a little bit better? How can I make one call to the, if sleep is a big issue and you're not fixing that, do I need to call the doctor? Is food a big issue? Do I need to order, you know, grocery delivery? There's always just these ways to tweak. Yeah. And those little tiny tweaks that sound like no big deal. It sounds like what was the big deal about getting online at Factor or whatever meals? But it was a hang up for me. And that one little thing fixes actually kind of a big problem. And then you're able to refine further and further and further. And as you fix one area, possibilities start to open up.
Yeah.
All over, and you feel capable of tackling more. And yeah, moms are capable of so much. Once,
oh my gosh, yes.
Once you're thrust into the kind of wild 24 hour a day multitasking world, things that I used to think were difficult before I had children, now I look back, you know, we all do. We look back and we're like, that actually wasn't.
Yeah.
So anyways, they're just capable of so much. And so when you decide that you're just going to absolutely maximize every area you can, so many possibilities open up. So,
yeah, I love that. Where can people find you? Because you are constantly sharing quotes and meal ideas and inspiration and sneak peeks of like motherhood real life on social media. Where can people find you? Because your Instagram handle just changed.
I had to open it up to make sure I told you.
Got to announce the new one. But yeah. Where can people find you?
Yes, it's ChrissyM_fit is my Instagram handle. So a hot tip, don't make your Instagram handle the town you live in, because what if you move?
Yeah, when Chrissy was here in North Carolina for our team meeting a couple weeks ago, she's like, I don't live there anymore. Should I change my Instagram name? It was like, it was a big deal, because you've been Chris Fit Roseville for as long as I've known you, which is, you know, a few years.
Yeah. 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 But turns out it's easy to change it. So
yeah.
ChrissyM_fit.
Yeah. KRISSY.
Yeah. M_FIT.
Yeah. And if you guys can't find Chrissy, find Real Fitness Training. She's tagged, she's mentioned, we repost her all the time. So you can easily get to her from us, and we'll make sure you find her. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And especially if you are a mother out there who is listening to this episode and you got some tidbits, you got some encouragement, you got something out of today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. So hit us up on Instagram, shoot us a DM, share us, and let, you know, your fellow moms know that there is a way to do this and to take care of yourself and, you know, own this season and be proud of it and be happy in it. That's what we're all about here. So thanks, Chrissy, for being on today. And we look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode. If you're listening to today's episode in real time, our next 6-week online fat loss program starts soon. Monday, April 10th, 6 weeks of Fat Loss Lifestyle School begins, and we won't be running the program again until the fall. So this is your last chance to work with us for quite a long time. If you want all the details and you want to get signed up, head over to realfitnesstraining.com and click Get Started. You'll see the drop-down box for Fat Loss Lifestyle School. If you have any questions, you can always reach out at leslieann@realfitnesstraining.com. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to see you in Fat Loss Lifestyle School.